opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Pacers force Game 7. They win 108-91. Over the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 in the NBA Finals. Game 7 comes your way on Sunday. Florida Panthers party continues. They were at 11 last night. You had Aaron Ekblad. He was getting all emotional. It sounded like he was saying goodbye, but then it sounded like Sam Reinhart wasn't going to let him say goodbye. Sam Bennett, he did the opposite. He said he's not effing leaving. I don't know if his agent likes that. But it does seem like he loves Florida very much.
All the Panthers players are making their agents pull their hair out. Everyone's like, I love this.
The agent
place.
Works for them.
Yeah. But, you know, you want to shop around, get the best deal possible. And everyone's like, no, I love it here. Blood, sweat, and tears.
How could you not love it down here? Yeah. I mean, honestly, how could you not love it down here? Yep. You have... You see this Connor McDavid, how miserable he was yesterday up on that podium?
He's like, I don't know if I'm going to keep the window open. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, man.
And then you have Tkachuk, thousands of miles away, starting an F Connor McDavid chant at 11.
Where else can you celebrate like this? Nowhere.
It is.
This is like the troll capital of the world.
Oh yeah,
right. Like,
if there's two people who know, like, who are going to rub your nose in it, it's going to be Tkachuk and Marchand.
Yep.
Marchand yesterday just going and berating every organization that screwed up with all of the pieces on this team.
His Instagram was going crazy.
It really was. He just decided, I'm going to just tag every organization that has let one of us go. Let's have some fun, baby. The petty receipts. He's having a good time. Really was. It really has been a fun thing to say. We saw Barkov. Whew. Hammered. That was something. Yeah.
He wasn't even hiding it either.
Now, barring a incredible performance by another player at the parade, it seems like Barkov is in the lead for post-celebration MVP.
Really? You think so?
I mean, Schmitty had his moment, and other players have had their moment, but no one has been consistent as Mr. Barkov.
I don't know, man. Some of these videos of Marchand last night have been pretty crazy. Oh, wow, they threw him up and crowd surfed him. He got a cowboy hat somewhere.
It was either going to be him or Sammy, right? Yeah. Those are the two guys. Everybody else too big.
Yeah, but did he show up at his neighbor's house at 3 in the morning? Too many epic
moments. Barkov or Reinhardt?
No, anyone other than Barky. You know, no one, because he had the cup, so no other reason for anyone else to.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that he did it last year too, so he went back.
Yeah.
And the guy clearly.
Well, who does the cup leave with last night? Like when they leave 11, who gets to have it? Like, does it end up with somebody for brunch today?
No. Listen, brunch. Here's what happens. The keeper of the cup takes it home. They all take a nap, and then they make arrangements for the next day.
Brightener. But question, it's not with Sam Reinhardt at Raising Cane's, right?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That, I mean, that got to be a bump up, right? Like, if you're doing a gig, so if Marshan was doing something at Dairy Queen, and he brings the cup, that's an extra.
Hey. Oh, if you bring in the cup, do you get a little?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's say he gets 10,000 for the appearance.
25.
He's got the cup.
25, because Dunkin' Donuts can say, come see the cup.
Yeah.
And once you can say, come see the cup, you know you're going to have all kind of crazies.
If you're Dairy Queen and you have Brad Marchand there and he brings the cup, but then makes a blizzard in the cup, that's 100K.
Yeah, that's expensive.
And take photo ops.
Yeah,
dude. With him eating it. Or let people come by and scoop out, get a spoon and scoop one some ice cream spoon out of the cup.
That's good. That's
one building sample.
That's one lifelong
sample
fan.
You know the little sample spoons they give you? Now you say, oh, can I try that? And the sample's so small, you can't taste it.
I found one video of Sergei Bobrovsky from yesterday.
Oh, was he suited and booted?
Of course. He's suited and booted, and you could just see him. And what do you know? There he is in his blazer. Buzz cut. Full cussed.
Drinking water.
Just smiling.
Doesn't even look like he has a drink. Hey,
nope.
Did he cut his hair?
Yeah.
Yes. Right after.
Cuts his hair right afterwards. Goes right to buzz cut.
Wow.
He looks so happy.
Didn't change his outfit. Only guy who didn't change his outfit from the restaurant. Just like. But he's having a good time. Like, he's smiling.
That don't mean he's having a good time.
Oh, no. He's having
a in Bob's world, I think so.
Like, I can't even see teeth.
Looks like a proud papa.
He don't even have a glass. Hands in pocket.
You think he just refers to everybody as rascals?
You rascals.
How is it possible that they have it? Like, you don't think there was... I got to know if somebody was boots on the ground there last night. You know, hit us up in the chat and let us know. But was there at any point, I'm surprised none of his teammates tried to get him on stage. Like, nobody peer pressured Bob, or do they just still know we don't mess with Bob?
To get the Bob chant?
Like, they know.
Well, I don't know.
Bob doesn't seem like, you know what? Here's how this goes. If he was an OG in the hood, they would say, Bob is not to be trifled with.
That may be where it's at. Like, just to get him out there was probably an accomplishment. I mean, I see Gus and Barky there. Barky's still very hammered. I have not seen one sober face from him.
I feel like maybe before he even got there, he said, I'll go under only one condition. Do not put me on stage. Something like that.
No, I don't even think he has to give that explanation. They go, Bob, come upstage. No. Okay.
Okay, whatever you say.
Okay.
Like, did anybody get a selfie with him? Did anybody go near him last night?
Hmm.
No pictures, no, like,
no shenanigans.
No shenanigans whatsoever. Because I just picture, listen, Bob is more flexible than all of them. So if it got to the point where they tried to make him do something, he'd just drop down, do some ninja stuff, and it's over, right?
Silly Sauce says, hard to recognize some guys clean shaven. Probably also, like, he's got the super, like, do you think most people could, because he wears the goalie gear, do you think most people know what he looks like, especially now that the hair's gone?
Yeah.
Or can he go incognito?
It is one of those. It's like, it's a football thing, right? Plus, he's not that big of a dude.
Right. So they may think he's an agent.
No. What?
An agent?
Agent?
I don't know. Like, no one seems to be bothering him. He's just doing his own thing, hands in pockets.
Because I tell you what, he probably has two players next to him that know the rules and don't let nobody near Bob. They protecting him like he's in the crease.
So you think that Mikola's just standing there and he just gives him a fish? He was like, good job, Meeksy.
Yeah. Tap him on the leg. You know, like they do after the game. Tap him on the leg.
I'm having a fish bowl at Lulu's Bait Shack this Sunday just for Meeksy.
What is a fish bowl? Giant bowl with a drink in it?
Yep.
Is there vodka in there, I'm assuming?
I don't know. I just know you drink out of a fish. I think you have many options. I'll bring up the menu. I'll look at the menu during the break. Solana and I are going to be broadcasting live. Coverage starts at noon from the parade.
Hold on, I'm going to be there earlier.
What are the chances? Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
I know what your chances are because it don't take much for you to get too carried away. What are the chances that both of you guys have a couple?
Me and Solana or me and Frog Boy?
Solana. I know you and Frog Boy. Like
you and Frog
Boy. I'm going to get him tilted. He's, you know, if he thinks he's going to come on my parade broadcast and not be sloshed with the fishbowl, he's got another thing coming. Look, boxing Tobin, or I should say fight sport Tobin and Miami Heat Solana are different than parade Tobin and parade Solana. You know, it's going to be laid back. I anticipate Tobin's going to be wearing chancletas.
Ooh, maybe.
Toes out on the sand.
You're going to go toes out for real?
Toes out.
I mean, it's a beach.
Can I just say this? That space you have between your big toe.
Leave his toe.
What's wrong with that, dude? It's completely normal.
Nope. Well, I don't know because my toes cuddle, so I don't know what normal looks like.
Needs more webbing.
Right? Like, it just seems like there's room for another toe.
Your toes do more than cuddle. It's a crossing route, dude.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I feel like you're not allowed to make fun of his toes.
One's reaching over to get the chips. My big toe's reaching over my other toe to get the chips.
Excuse me. Reaching for the popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that Lulu's Bait Shack fishbowl, that looks good.
Does look good.
Is it giant?
Man, I'm bringing it up for you.
Mm. So my other question is, holy smokes.
Yeah.
To what, Leroy? To what?
No, what are you talking about? It ain't Twin Peaks. What are you doing?
Food, fun, and fish bowls.
You think instead of a shark there? Because they put a shot inside that shark. Maybe they can put like a Stanley Cup.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice, right? Stanley
Cup. Hey, that's Game Ops, Lulu.
Come on, Lulu. You're welcome. That one's free.
You guys can join myself and Solana Sunday at noon to celebrate the Panther Stanley Cup Championship. We'll broadcast live from Lulu's Bait Shack in Fort Lauderdale Beach. Come say hello as the Panther Parade and Celebration goes on. Sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Park Racetrack and Casino. Take a break. Back with more for this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a Friday. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. We're going into the weekend. We got a cup celebration coming up this weekend, a Panthers parade. I don't know if this is current live footage or not, but Aaron Ekblad has just posted on his Instagram the cup by his pool or on his dock. So
a house.
What's not a house?
Behind him.
Maybe he's looking across. He could be on the canal, like looking at like a development or something like that.
Shiny.
We finally found out that Bill Zito got the last puck. As the great mystery was going around and figuring out who the hell got it. And this was Bill Zito yesterday giving a little speech before putting the puck up.
The grace, the character that you guys have, the way you treat each other is humbling. And it makes you want to be a better person every day the way we all see you guys treat each other. And for that, I can say thank you 1,000 times. And I know that I can say thank you to each other from each other because of how special it is. Yeah.
then puts the last puck up there. That's Goosey's galore, dude. Wow.
Yeah, that is.
Good for Bill Zito getting that
My
puck.
My favorite is, it says, time to hunt with a fighting rat. Right? Like, the rat's like...
Well, Maurice got it last year. He got the final puck, and then he knocked all the pucks down. Ah. He was too excited. He power-pucked it.
Power-pucked it.
Zito, he goes...
I tell you what, we haven't seen much of Paul Maurice. You think he's saving his energy?
One has to think. I think he has a media session tomorrow. I think they got to talk to the media. So maybe he's...
The team or just him?
It said Paul Maurice and various players. So I think it's like an end of season media. I don't know if it's mandatory or voluntary. I don't know how that works. But they're speaking tomorrow. So Paul Maurice, and then the parade's the next day. So,
poof. You think he's going to show up with another custom shirt with his animals?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope Pepper and Poppy and Pepper? Poppy so. And...
Something like that. That's a good trivia question.
I had it.
What is Paul Maurice's...
What's his attire?
What's his attire going to be?
He was pretty... Hey, he was in his Barkov zone last year. Penny and Poppy. Thank you, Dade South.
Poppy and Penny.
Why does that guy know everything?
He Googles just a, he's just a rememberer. It's good to have him around.
I'm trying to get him to produce the show. He told me no.
I think Maurice, yeah, I think he cuts loose at the parade. I think that's his move.
Yeah.
I think that's where we go. I'll tell you one thing. You better not do this Kevin Durant trade parade day. Right? Oh. Don't you do that to Miami Heat.
Listen, that's really what they're waiting for, because they are an organization filled with class. They're letting the Panthers have their moment, though they got a little much on their Instagram the day after. I would have wished it was less. But nonetheless, they're waiting for everything to be done, and then on Monday they'll make the trade when we're readily available.
Yeah, just like start it up fresh on Monday. Kevin Durant's on the Heat.
Yeah. And we keep our 20th pick.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Draft show. Look at that. All according to plan, baby.
Kevin Durant did have to come out and shoot down a rumor today, because Boogie Cousins
that's right.
went on FanDuel TV and claimed that there were fist fights last year in the Suns locker room. Mm. And I was like, is this Sental? Is this a real thing? Like, did Kevin Durant get sentled? And Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant came out and he said, this is some bull bleep to throw on us. Yeah, we were trash this year, but we never got close to this. Never.
I don't like how he's saying us and stuff. But I get it.
Why would Boogie Cousins lie about that, though? That's the only thing. I mean, Boogie Cousins definitely, I mean, he did just get kicked out of the Puerto Rican League.
Oh.
But.
Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't he teabag a fan or something like that?
Well, it started with an exchange back and forth, then middle fingers exchange, and then he did grab his no-no spot, which, because he is a 7-foot man, if you're sitting down, happens to be at eye level. And he did also get in the man's face, which led to a physical altercation between him and fans. And I don't think basketball likes that very much. So
Puerto Rican League is just full of rambunctious centers. Like, they had him, they had Hassan.
Man, I've seen a lot of different fighting, though, amongst, like, for example, the team that Kendrick Nunn plays for in the European Basketball League. I believe they're in a championship series, which possibly could have ended now, against a rival team that Evan Fournier is on. There's been a lot of battles to the point where the government had to get involved and say that if things continue, that they would cancel the series. We got Lance Stevenson fighting too.
It gets crazy. I was talking to a scout last year before he came, and he specialized in in scouting like Serbia and in that region.
Yeah.
He goes, they're crazy over there.
It gets crazy. I'm telling you, the government had to intervene, and you know, we see our precious Kendrick Nunn, who never had any sort of violent outburst as a member of the Miami Heat or even as a Laker, and we, you know, now he's flagrant fouling Evan Fournier, and you know, at the forefront of a fight, and you wonder what the hell's going on.
Do you think Bill Zito just calls Edmonton to just troll them and ask them for a McDavid trade?
like just for content for the social media page, he's like, watch this.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, hey, Edmonton GM, it's Bill.
Oh my god!
Hey, great series. Mm. Here, McDavid's making a stink, huh?
Oh god!
Like Bill, he isn't making a stink. He's got a year left on his deal. He goes, if you got a year left, you might as well just get him out now. Get something for him. Mm. Like, he just messes with him, just drags it out the whole time.
And then he just hangs up before an answer, maybe?
He goes, well, what are you offering? He goes, Barkov. He goes, really? No, LOL. I would never trade Alexander Barkov for him. See ya.
And click. Just hang up. He got me again. The Barkov trade. I don't know why I fall for it every year.
He goes, all right, here's the trade. I'm going to give you 2 first-round picks and Uvis Balinskas. I'm sorry, Uvis. I would never trade you. Mm. Man, take a break. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out after this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's bury some people. You're dead to me. That's what we do here on a Friday to close things out. So Johnny Bones Jones has decided to come out on a podcast and say he doesn't have the itch to fight anymore, and that he doesn't really care about fighting Tom Aspinall. And I gotta tell you, anybody who's badgering my guy, John Jones, about when he's supposed to come back, he'll fight if he chooses to fight. He'll come back when he chooses to come back. And you little peons out there bothering the GOAT, who are trying to get him to come out of, come out of inactivity to go fight. Who's Tom Aspinall? Just some guy with a cool accent who destroys everybody in the first round? John Jones will fight when John Jones wants to fight. And I'm tired of you guys bothering my guy, John Jones. So if you're bothering John Jones, you're dead to me. I'm sorry.
One picture. Now he's your guy.
What do you mean one picture? It has nothing to do with getting a selfie with him. Now has nothing to do with getting a picture with John Jones. Guy. Has nothing to do with John Jones hobnobbing around dirty boxing. It's just leave him alone already. He's done everything there is to do.
Nope. He's running from old gasoline hands.
So, I'm going to introduce you guys to somebody.
Okay.
I have been just caught up in the Caitlin Clark, how they follow her and go after her.
Mm-hmm.
But she got to stay hydrated champ now. Cunningham is Caitlin Clark's UD.
Cool.
And she's been smoking fools. So to all you people who think you can just go out and do whatever you want to Caitlin Clark and push her around, you're dead to me. But now she got some protection.
Got to stay hydrated, champ.
Got to stay hydrated. And by the way, not ugly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's important.
Put it this way. They said, just in her last altercation, come in and get somebody that was rough with Caitlin Clark? 550 more followers. 50,000 more followers.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it might have to do with the outfit she's wearing, though. I'm going to just put that out there.
Not her hard fouling?
No. But, yeah, look her up.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, besides everyone who was constantly doubting our Panthers and overlooked every single accomplishment and record-breaking stat, you're dead to me, as well as Evander Kane. You're dead to me. And I've been catching up with Love Island. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And a few cast members are really annoying me, and they're dead to me also.
Well, give us some who do you not like?
Number one, right off the bat, I never liked Sierra. She really annoyed me.
Oh, wow.
This very day. Yes. She's kind of a hypocrite. And Huda, she's currently bothering me, but I'm just not getting to the point where everyone is just over her and rats off the ship. Because I've seen a lot of memes and stuff like that, so I don't really know what's going on yet, but I can see why it's leading up to that.
Huda's definitely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. There's no doubt about it, but I feel a little bad. She's a little bit like, you know, Dwayne Wade when he had just Michael Beasley as a baby and Jamario Moon. Like, she's looking around. She's got no help to make the show interesting because nobody else on that show is interesting.
Not really. No.
Like, it looked like Ace had some potential. He's kind of backed off a little bit. They go to some of these conversations. I mean, these people have nothing to say. They're some of the most boring cast members ever. They had to bring out the big guns. They had Megan Thee Stallion on the show yesterday to try and get them excited.
They had Paige DeSorbo, who almost went through it when she got there, and she had to go to the hospital and everything because of all the heat.
Yeah, she like left in the middle of the bit.
She went to throw up. She confirmed it.
Look, it's still one of the best things on TV, but it doesn't hold a candle to last season. It's not even close.
No. Also, Ace did have potential to be interesting on the show, but he just keeps going. He's flip-flopping over with, what's her name?
I just need to see him and Jeremiah fight because they seem to hate each other now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't say anything.
Froggy, who's dead to you?
Well, I've been watching Love Island, and if you break down the relationship... No, I'm kidding. Dead to me is... Tying into Leroy's WNBA topic, but this one is going to go to haters.
Oh.
And I'm going to explain why. There is a viral trend that a betting company has been running with in which they bet on Angel Reese to miss her first shot.
Oh, yes.
And they have been successful. I believe it was 8 to 10 times in a row before receiving a cease and desist, preventing them from cashing in on this bet or even posting it for others to cash in on this bet. Now, all the hate that Angel Reese has received in regards to her poor shot-making ability to snatch up that rebound has led to people to coin the term me-bound or Reese-bound. And her response to that, of course, which like any smart businesswoman would do, was create a brand new merch line and copyright Me Bounds. So you'll be able to purchase Me Bound sweatshirts, t-shirts, and a bunch of other style merch with these hateful terms and a portion of.
Did you have one that says bricklayer?
It does not. Not yet. Not yet.
She can't make a layup.
Correct.
Did anybody mention that? The girl cannot make a damn layup.
Yeah. How does this work? Hey, see, I'm confused.
Five rebounds one time.
Yeah.
Because she kept missing the bunny, and she kept getting her rebound back.
Well, here's the thing. You know what I've wondered about this, though? Like, she gets to copyright me bounds. Like, somebody else came up with it, even if it is about her. Like, it's
all about who copyrights it, though.
Yeah. I don't think that's fair, because I feel like if you come up with me bounds. Let's be clear.
Somebody has used the phrase three-peat before. Pat Riley pounced on it.
Got that.
That's how it works.
Did they? I don't know if anybody else did use 3-peat before him.
You know, I don't think they put a copyright for Munyon. You guys want to put that together? Maybe we can go ahead and put Munyon on some shirts?
Hmm? Yeah, but we didn't come up with Munyon.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter who comes up with it. It's who pays for the copyright.
I actually find that offensive, though, as a person who, like, you know, comes up with bits and things like that. Like, if I come up with a bit, like, if we had shirts that said, like, if we said, "So proud of you, Nico," and Nikola Jovic was selling those shirts, well, part of me would be proud to be like, "Hey, Nico, that was our thing."
Yeah. Makes sense. I can understand why you'd feel, but too bad, so sad, man. Get your money up, baby.
What do you mean, too bad, outside?
There you go, Jennifer.
Gotta get to the copyright office, man. Gotta get there first.
I don't think that's how you guys would
finders
react
keepers.
I don't think that's how you guys would react if it was your ideas.
Okay, what about this? You write down, maybe you don't have the money to copyright. Maybe you write down me bounds, right? This is all right. Free. You write it down, you put it in an envelope, you stamp it, you mail it to yourself, and you never open it. It's like, look, this is proof that I did this first. Then you can open up in the court of law, and there you go. You can get your money back. But in the meantime, hey, man, first is first.
Hmm. Interesting.
With that being said, guys, I have copyrighted Silly Sauce and never wanted him. Those shirts will be coming out next week.
How do you feel about that, Tobin?
Never wanted him.
I would be okay with that. I'm going to find out here in days whether or not Kevin Durant, if I always wanted him or never wanted him. You guys will have to tune in and find out.
I got to tell you, it's masterful how you go from being shot with a tranquilizer gun because you wanted something so bad to never wanting them.
Thank you.
The transition is amazing.
Mm. Don't forget to copyright. The facts have changed.
Facts have changed, though.
But I don't think we should have to copyright it. Like, we have plenty of proof that says we came up with it first based on shows. Like, if I took that to court, if somebody tried to copyright "the facts have changed," I'd be like, "Hey, man, we did that years ago."
I don't think that matters, though. It has to be legally, like,
right. I'd say we had a conversation off air right before whatever proof you're going to show me, and I told you that. I said the facts have changed, and you know what you said? You said, "That's good. I'm going to use that on air." And then now that's what happened. So, Your Honor, please, give me my copyright. I'm going for everything.
Everybody have a great weekend. If you guys want to listen to parade coverage, me and Solana will be doing that for you on 560 WQM Sunday at noon as we celebrate the Florida Panthers' second straight Stanley Cup championship. We're going to be broadcasting live from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach from the Panthers Parade and Celebration, sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino. So join us for that on Sunday. And again, if you guys want to win tickets to Exotica, that is returned to the Miami Airport Convention Center. Leroy is an Exotica expert. It's June 27th to the 29th. You guys can win your 4-pack of tickets to go. You just have to go to the WQM.com contest page and enter. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Peace. Frog Boy, good luck with your movie.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
How did you get those brontosauruses to look so real?
Can I just say this? It's really hard for you to make a trumpet noise with no lips.
I nailed it, dude. So I don't need to hear your sass. Jeez. In fact, hit him with a -1 for sass on the way out for the weekend.
On the way out?
A true rat bastard, this Leroy Horde.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Can you motorboat?
Wow. Exotica.
Exotica.
Perfect. Perfect.
We'll talk to you bastards on Monday.
The Meslin and Dover, they are horny too.
Look at the quickness.
Dude.
I'm like a crab.
Oh my goodness.
Just quickly send us to break.
I'm like a crab on the beach.
During his press conference, we have not dove into yet.
Mm-mm.
Today, Juneteenth, indoors is a man, that kicked my ass. People are still dropping ass to the Charleston. What is this, Ethel? They've added a trombone.
You're barking down the wrong tree. I need a little bit more suntan lotion. Okay.
Come and find me, motherfuckers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.